وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي حفظك الله تعالى. Please clarify the below objections. If we defend Sheikh Ibn Hizam that we have studied the issue from both sides, some طلاب العلم are advising us that we are just beginners, are we going to know more than the Mashayikh? They didn't become our way off. Basically are saying that the brothers or the scene of knowledge that you mentioned, they say to you, just follow the Mashayikh, our Mashayikh, because they have more knowledge than you as a beginner. And it's impossible for you as a beginner to ask for an evidence or for the need of a proofs because you are unqualified. So, as the result of that, you should be a blind follower. Allah musta'an. This hujjah and this kind of statements, these statements and hujjah and of laws of blind followers since hundreds of years ago that they used to use same statements like those kind of fanatic, those kind of madahib. Some madahib, when you come and you object on some of their actions and opinions and you say it's a wrong and the correct opinion such and such, they mention the same statements. Do you have a knowledge more than an Imam Shafi'i? Do you have knowledge more than Imam Ahmad? Do you have knowledge more than Imam Malik, etc.? For sure, they are more knowledgeable than you. So, absolutely, they know the correct opinion. Not just that, I still remember some statements for some of the Ahnaf regarding rejecting some of authentic ahadith because the madhab is the madhab opinion is it doesn't fit such evidence, so they said it's mansukh. They don't reject it directly. Some of the fanatic ahadith they reject by saying it's mansukh, because absolutely for the imam to say something opposite than the meaning of these narrations is because he have another evidence and another excuse. So if it's like that, means absolutely it's mansukh. Imagine at this level, fanaticism could result such mentality. Allahumma musta'an. Where is the statement that we've been raised with it together? We've been raised together on such statements as Aina al-Dalil? Where's the evidence? Aina al-Hujja? Where's the proofs for such statements and such speech and such opinions? Who is this kind of statements? Now disappeared. Allahumma musta'an. What about the sirah and the salaf that we used always to use and memorize and being raised in such statements among the salaf? Like, مَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفْ لَا يَحِلُّ لَأَحَدٍ أَنْ يَأْخُذَ بِقَوْلِنَا حَتَّى يَعْرِفَ مِنْ أَيْنَ أَخَذْنَا. No one allowed to follow our opinions unless he knew from where we talk it, means the evidence and the proofs of such opinions. What about that? ماذا عن القول المشهور لإمام أحمد وغيره لا تقلدوا مالكا ولا الشافعي ولا الثوري وخذوا من حيث أخذوا. Don't be a blind follower for مالك والشافعي والثوري سفيان الثوري, but take from where they talk, means the resources of the كتاب and the sunnah, proofs, evidences. أين تلك الأبيات التي كنا نحفظها جميعا؟ Where is that poem that all of us used to memorize and feel proud of it? قال أبو حنيفة الإمام لا ينبغي لمن له إسلام أخذ بأقوالي حتى يعرض على الكتاب والحديث المرضضة. ومالك إمام دار الهجرة قال وقد أشار نحو الحجرة كل قول منه ذا قبول ومنه مردود سوى الرسول. والشافعي قال إن رأيتم قولي مخالف لما رويتم من الحديث فاضربوا الجدار بقولي المخالف الأخبار. أين هذه الأقوال؟ الله المستعان. هذا لا يجوز. This is kind of يعني weighting the things by two different skills. Different skills for a different people and for a different statements. If such statements been used against you, you're gonna say, where's the proof, where's the evidence? But when you people use such a statement, is legal for you. Allahumma musta'an. Absolutely, doesn't matter in which level you are assessing of knowledge, it's your right to ask for a clear evidences, for a reasonable understanding, for a correct explanations, for a clear proof and evidence. Because when you meet Allah Azza, you're gonna meet Him alone, and Allah Azza will ask you about your own deeds. Don't hang yourself to in top of anyone, doesn't matter how noble and knowledgeable he is. When you face your Lord, you're gonna face Him alone, ya akhi. Subhanallah, ya. Then you continue, my dear brother, and you say, Shaykh Yahya and many other mashayikh who have more knowledge and more wara' than us are being silent. Wallah, we wish, my dear brother, we wish that the mashayikh that you refer to them, they be silent like Shaykh Yahya. We wish. Here is the most amazing thing, ya akhi. Let me continue statements. More wara' than us are being silent, which indicate that there is something present underneath. What is it, brother? Please expose it, clear it. We're in need of bringing up the things that are underneath. Allah musta'an. So we should take the position of tawakkuf. We wish, my dear brother, I believe that you are confused a bit, akhi kareem, barakallahu fiik. I wish those brothers to make tawakkuf and silent until things became clear for everything, my dear brother. And how the things will be clear, become clear? Will become clear by the ulama clarifying it clearly according to the evidence of the Kitab and the Sunnah and the clear principles of As-Salaf, rahmahullah ta'ala, not your own principles. This is the problem. Yani, for example, in this matter, ya akhi, you go to the statements of Shaykh Yahya, the official statement of Shaykh Yahya, rahmahullah ta'ala, in his website, in his audios. There is no a clear speech and criticizing and tabdi' and tahzib, for example, against Muhammad Hizam. There is no. But you will see such statements come from people that unqualified. No need to mention their names, which everybody knows. You understand me, you know? So, and those kind of statements come out of no a clear and doesn't have a correct base and according to a right understanding. Don't have. The main matter for them is about Muhammad Hizam returning back from his previous stand against Tabdi' al-Mashayikh, Mashayikh al-Ibana, and finish. This is by itself is enough. He already contradicted the principles of the Salaf. Akhi, what are you talking about, my dear brothers and sisters? Absolutely no. For him to return back and to say those Mashayikh and the Ibana, saying of Shaykh Muqbil, who they be mentioned in the Wasiyah of Shaykh Muqbil, they are not his be, they are not Mubtadi'ah, doesn't make him Mubtadi'ah. For him to return back, doesn't make him Mubtadi'ah, because the base itself is not clear itself. For you to make clear tabdi' to those mashayikh and this ummah, which they are the majority of the people who claim themselves Salafis in Yemen, they don't have a clear proof to make those people innovators and hizbi and out of Jama'at al-Sunnah. There's no clear evidence. Do you understand, ya akhwani fillah? The base itself is not clear. So when someone like Muhammad Hizam, he returned back and he say, actually, I don't believe they are Hizbi, they are our brothers and they are our ikhwan, but they did mistakes such and such, but they are among Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. It doesn't make him mubtadi'. Maybe, okay, we go with you to the maximum level and we say, it make him wrong. Okay, no problem. But it doesn't make him mubtadi', ya akhwani fillah. Fear Allah and please be reasonable. And if it is, I ask you, why Shaykh doesn't clarify with all respect? With a clear benefit, with the clear rules, with a clear explanation and evidence. Why didn't clarify it? And he say clearly, this is a proof that whoever doesn't make tabdi' on this mashayikh means he's a mubtadi'. What is it? So where is it? So we discuss about it and we see he's right or wrong in it. He is silent, so you people, why you remain silent? Why you remain silent and you didn't accept his advice? Remain silent. Here is the most amazing thing. This doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense, ya akhwani fillah. Yani, subhanallah, this kind of statement and speech is supposed to be referred to those Russian brothers and people who they cannot wait to make tabdi' and judgment on people who disagree with them in some issues and some points. It's the truth, ya akhi. It's ajib. So, hafadhak Allah ta'ala. Ya akhwani fillah, you know the way of the Ahlul-Ilm. You know what Ibn Taymiyyah, rahmahullah ta'ala, said. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala said in one of his classes, which I mentioned it and I wrote it down and referenced many times in the previous research. We said that Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala once he said, if someone returned back from an opinion to a different opinion, from such opinion to a different opinion, and the reason for him to change his opinion is because he's seeking after the truth and he's searching for it. That's why he changed his opinion. For example, someone made an opinion regarding a specific matter, we call it a matter. Then after that, he changed after a while to B matter. And the reason for him to change is because he did his best with the maximum ability, searching for the truth, using all the qualifications that he had, at the same time, taking all kind of means to search for the truth and to achieve it, but he moved to, that lead him to move to the matter number B. And maybe matter B was a wrong opinion actually. For example, he said, rahmallahu ta'ala, this case we call it Rashad guidance. Even though the second opinion was wrong. Because this person, he will be in between. إِذَا اجْتَهَدَ الْمُجْتَهِدُ فَأَصَابَ فَلَهُ أَجْرٌ وَإِذَا اجْتَهَدَ الْمُجْتَهِدُ فَأَخْطَأَ فَلَهُ أَجْرًا. He's in between أجرًا أجرًا. This is rushed guidance. Because the thing that make him move to this and to that is searching for the truth and the haqq. And he's a person who's qualified and this is the result. And he said, rahimahullah ta'ala, those people, bi'innillah, Allah forgive them if their second opinion was a mistake. And ya ikhwani, I'm telling you, we don't surrender or agree with you such opinion of not tabdi' al-mashaykh, it's a mistake. We don't agree with that. Yani if someone didn't do tabdi' on them, means he's a wrong or he's a mistaken. No, we don't agree about that. What about making mubtadi' himself? More far. And here when we say ghulu, extremism, ghulu, but you people didn't listen. Yeah, ajeeb. Imagine, ya akhwani fillah, the difference, the issues is about, we say to you, make him wrong, make him mistaken, but don't make him mubtadi'. Imagine, this is already going with you in the maximum level. And the haqq and the truth for us to say, you are not allowed even to criticize such person. Because of such matter. يعني عجائب الله المستعان. فلهذا يا أخواني في الله يعني بارك الله فيكم. وإذا الفتى عرف الرشاد من نفسه هانت عليه ملامة بالذئب. صلى الله عليه وسلم. توقف. That issue my dear brother, you're talking about توقف. Those extreme people will never accept from you توقف. And you must realize توقف it's kind of a temporary situation because you are searching for the truth and you couldn't achieve it. So you are holding yourself while you keep searching until you find the sign that will lead you to one of the signs. This means tawakkuf. Even this position for some of them, enough to criticize you as a mubtadi'. Can you believe it? Ajib. And we tell you, ya akhwani fillah, there is no, not Shaykhia, not others, who they have a clear proof and evidence that those mashayikh are mubtadi'a like the Asha'ira and Mu'tazila, etc. No clear evidence, ya akhwani fillah. With all respect to those who they deserve to be respected, no clear evidence. You understand me, ya akhwani fillah? So, such opinion, let us say, it was wrong. It make me, for example, wrong. No problem. But still, your brother, it cannot make me 100% mubtadi' like al-Sufi, wal-Mu'tazili, wal-Ash'ari, etc. Or ikhwan muslimin, then line. It's not the same. Take it easy, my dear brother, on yourself. In the end, wallahi, you are damaging yourself, no one else. What's your advice to us? Please clarify the main reason for the tabdi' and warning against him. Ya akhwani fillah, I told you, my dear brothers, I told you, akhwani fillah, I said many times to the brothers, I'm among those people who took himself and he traveled. I'm south and I came from the end of the south and I traveled to the north. and I took the risk of traveling in between all the Houthis just to reach and to see with my own eyes. And I tell you, Ya Akhwani Fillah, the summary of it, which I meet Allah Azza with it. There is nothing other than the issue that I mentioned to you about him returning back from the opinion of making tabdi' and the mashayikh to say, sorry, they are not mubtadi'ah. I did a mistake toward that opinion, toward those people with that opinion. That is the main point, nothing else. All this issue is just exaggerating from nothing, just to make some people satisfied and pleased about what they are doing toward the brother and others. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Ya Akhwani Fillah, Allah Ya Ajeeb, Ya Akhwani Fillah, يعني things that is weird. We have lots of ulama and mashayikh in the world, which they don't agree clearly. They reject such opinion on those mashayikh. Like Sheikh Al-Fawzan himself. Anybody know about the meeting between Uthman al-Salim and others, Sheikh Al-Fawzan himself and others. And they don't agree and they say this is kind of extremism. These statements of Fawzan clearly. And others. And you can refer to the meeting of Uthman and others with Al-Fawzan and others. So those people, Al-Fawzan, Wal-Abbad, Al-Suhaymi, then others, all of them, doesn't matter how they reject such opinions and method of making judgment on others, they still ulama from Ahlul Sunnah. But others, from us, the Yemenis, they have different skills and different kind of dealing with. What for? Why like this? From where you have such methodology? From where you get such an understanding? Where is the principle, the clear principle of the self that you refer to it? Where is it? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Expecting a response in Arabic as well. When you ask me in Arabic, I will answer you in Arabic. And I already wrote a lot and I said a lot about it. Ya akhwani fillah. صلى الله عليه وسلم وفق الله إياكم